This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. This is the podcast. Dave, tell us what your one more tune is that everyone thinks is older than it is.
No. There's a reason I don't know why I'm English. there's a reason I texted it to Callum and did not say it out loud in front of everybody, because I think my one more tune for tomorrow is fantastic and it'll win.
Oh, it's going to be a flop.
And I feel like there was three people in this marriage.
So it was quite crowded. Have you seen the guy on TikTok who does Princess Diana, but she's Jamaican?
No.
And it's like, me no. There was two.
That was fucking hilarious.
Good. It's so good.
I'm obsessed with all things Diana. I presume we all are.
There's actually this unreal. Have you ever heard of this podcast?
Tell me now.
This podcast is called You're Wrong About. Okay. And it's kind of, it's this American lady called Sarah. She has a like bit of an annoying American accent at the start. But you know when you have to like acclimatize to podcasts and
you get used to it?
It's going back a couple of years now, but she's got like a 5-part series on Princess Diana. It's incredible. I'd really recommend that.
Are we wrong about everything that we
Like what you think, you know. No, like you're not hugely wrong, but say she debunks stuff kind of like the food pyramid and like diet culture and like you're unhealthy if you're unoverweight.
Cool.
Like she's done some like really interesting stuff with that.
I'm gonna
That is an incredible 5-parter on Princess Diana. Say if you're doing a big job around the house, say if you're like, oh my god, I have to like paint and varnish fucking something, or I have to do a deep clean.
Throw her on,
get those on.
Okay, amazing. I'm like obsessed. I've done every documentary, I think, known to man on Diana.
I'm trying to think what else was good. What did you think of The Crown?
Oh, obsessed.
So good.
I loved it.
Filth.
You know, we did talk about it for a long time.
Oh, I was shiting on for a long time, yeah.
No, but like, I mean, we watched it together, like, yeah. We watched it at the same time, and it was just, we were obsessed with it. Like,
yeah.
But then, do you know what I started watching last night with Jack? He's such a liar, by the way. I'm learning he's such a liar. There's two things that I've said. What was the other one? Oh, yeah. Like, we're going to...
Trouble in Paradise, he's a liar.
a liar and an activist. He said to me ages ago, I was like, I actually wasn't even looking to watch it. We were just chatting. I was like, have you watched The Notebook? And he was like, oh yeah, loads of times. That was grand.
Mm.
I said, have you watched Sex Education on another occasion? He was like, oh yeah, like you're one in the big house. I was like, oh yeah, he knows it. So about 3 months ago, I was like, did you really watch The Notebook? And he was like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, what happens? Didn't have a clue.
Why would he say yes to that?
Because he doesn't want to watch it.
Oh.
Do you know what?
Right? And then last night, we were kind of looking for something to watch. And I was like, tell me about Sex Education. And he was like, there's your one Jillian and there's a big house. And I was like, you haven't watched it. We're watching it. And he started grinning the whole way through. We watched three episodes.
I would absolutely rewatch Sex Education. I was only talking about The Notebook last night as well when I was doing this podcast, No Encore, which will be out Friday. And I did big up Spin multiple
times. Who's No Encore?
Dave Hanrady.
Okay.
He works in the Indo and he'd do bits like on Matt Cooper and stuff. And we were talking about The Notebook. I don't think it's the like saddest film.
I think what happens in it to me,
I'm not like, oh my god, I would ball cry.
At the very end, obviously.
But it's like,
but not because of sadness, because of just the emotion of it.
It's emotional.
It's more just like, I probably cried more when I was pure single, being like, I'm never going to find love like this.
I get that. Yeah. I guess
it's like very like, wow, like love like that can exist.
Yes. It's like they have a great love. I feel like when everyone talked about The Notebook, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be in bits. Like this is going to be like Rugrats in Paris. Whatever film that makes me like really intense.
It just makes you stand back and go, like, that is an epic love.
A great love. Yeah.
And but that is nice.
But not sad, per se.
No, it's actually beautiful the way it ends. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, that's kind of what you'd want.
Yeah, the dream.
Do you
really
know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll leave it there. No spoilers about The Notebook.
No, certainly not. That's only new way.
Spoiled away. I'm never watching that thing.
I'll tell you now in a sec.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning. What's going on?
We're at Thursday already. We love an out short week around here, lads.
And we have a full crew, the full complement back now. Producer Callum, welcome back.
Hi, good morning. I tell you, a two-day working week is the way to go. That's the way to do it.
Bring those in.
You're like Dave with a sickie on Monday last week. And on Friday.
You only did a 3-day week. I return from my little breakaway after the bank holiday with some earth-shattering news. I, Callum Farmer, after working at this radio station and living here for nearly 8 years...
Oh, Christ, where's this gone?
Over the weekend, decided to start watching Love Hates!
Oh, my God!
Okay.
It has kind of been my personality, my character trait, to not watch that show. Yeah. And I don't know
that
why.
That is a terrible personality.
Yeah, it really is.
I have been putting it off for so long, and at the weekend, I decided...
I'm going to get stuck in.
I'm going to get into the RTE player and... delve with this piece of crap that is this streaming service.
I have to say, though, I'm not taking credit because we've all been like, Callum, get it together. But I feel like I very recently said that to you, like as recent as last week.
Yeah, yeah. We were watching a video that Darren Conway did with you.
Rob Sheehan.
And I was kind of like, do you know what? I'm going to delve
in. You're going to see what this is all about.
So I tell you.
You watched the first episode.
I'm on season 2, episode 5.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so season 1, you fly through. I know.
There's only 4 episodes.
But I was wondering, like, would Callum really enjoy the first 10 minutes? Update me Bebo page.
I literally just out this second.
I tell you.
Oh, so good.
John Boy, Nidge Weasel, they're all my friends.
You don't want to be friends with John Boy. But yeah, the rest.
No, but watch Think the Baby Barry Keoghan. Little Baby Barry.
I'm not there yet. I'm only on season two.
Happened? The last episode you watched.
There's been a lot of shootings.
Okay.
Rosie's just come back from London.
Oh yeah.
Have you met Fran yet? Fran is there.
He's a scary fella.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't want to be here. I want to be back home on my sofa watching the show. So if we can get this 3 hours done,
perfect.
I'll be back at home. Thank you.
Can we
finally?
All?
I'm so give him the passport now, lad.
Yeah,
100%. Food corner.
I don't think you're supposed to say corner.
Sorry, I had it written up here. I Ron Burgundy did.
I can't remember the last time we did a corner and got it correct.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard. We give ourselves the impossible task. Excuse me.
Oh, she's dying.
Oh, goodness. Messing up the corner.
We give ourselves.
Sometimes when you mess up the corner, like Robin just gets into your system and gives you hay fever.
That's why
instantly.
You shouldn't eat breakfast before a radio show.
Yeah. Just,
and banana. It's so true.
I've always said that. Okay. Weird food corner. First up. Coriander recall, something I was personally very, very happy about. The Food Safety Authority of Ireland has issued a recall for a number of potted coriander plants, along with a single hummus product, which I'm upset about because I am a fan of hummus.
What's coriander again?
It's a devil herb.
She's not a fan, I don't think.
It tastes like soap. It ruins life.
It's very much like you're caught, like as if my name was Herb. It's a devil
it's
herb.
It's the devil
Can
herb.
Can I ask a question? Would coriander ever appear in a burrito?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's big in Mexican food.
What about in a curry?
Yes. Yeah, big in Indian food.
I think it's the thing. I'm actually delighted.
Is it the little green?
I've been like, what is it in this thing that I don't like?
Yes.
I can't figure out what it is.
Yeah, you identify.
It's the aftertaste vibe.
It's awful.
But it's great for taste, but really bad to eat it itself. It's just good. It makes the curry taste good.
Oh, so I'm not a fan.
My mom puts it in, but it's like, it's only to make the curry taste good. Like, I always leave all the coriander beside...
Like how it touches the curry and what it does.
Yeah.
See, now it's a genetic thing. Like, it's like you either find it grand or you intensely despise it.
Oh my God, it's ruined so many meals for me. And I've never been able to figure it out. So
more
there you
bonding
go.
For you and me.
What's that other thing that's like that? Is it cucumber?
A celery, I think.
Is it celery?
We did a experiment on that in ag science. That's a story for another time.
Randomly, cucumber would not. It's literally water.
Yeah.
There's nothing negative about cucumber.
I love cucumber.
Yeah, it's grand.
Okay, next up, ketchup smoothie. Heinz has it. To settle the question once and for all if tomatoes are a fruit or not, Heinz have taken it one step further and made a ketchup smoothie. It's got raspberries, strawberries, apple juice, an acai sorbet, bit of us, and a tangy, bright ketchup finish.
I guarantee you they have put in the tiniest little drop
of
ketchup.
Like, but then people will be raging if they're waiting for that ketchup bright tangy hit.
Sorry, all day, every day, till the day I die, a tomato is a vegetable. It's not a fruit.
I know, it's got that savoury taste. I'm not a fan of that. And finally, you might have seen this, the birthday cake sandwich. It is shaping up to be the summer of the sweet sandwich. You might have seen around the place there was the strawberries and cream sandwich.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Okay, so that's
Brendan, who works with us, he tried it and posted on a story saying, don't believe the hype, don't try it.
So it's a big snack in like Japan. You know when people in Japan do like their supermarket like food halls or like their 7-Eleven food halls?
Yeah. I do love it. On TikTok, I will watch someone go into 7-Eleven and buy a drink and it takes 10 minutes and I love
and
every second.
And it's worth every second. So the strawberry cream sandwich is a big thing there. And so they brought that here, mixed reviews, and now they're kind of taking it one step further with this birthday cake sandwich. It's got cream cheese kind of icing. It's got strawberry jam. It's got a brioche type bread and it's got sprinkles. And it has been...
It's already sweet enough.
It's been poorly received.
I'm not surprised.
One person said, the Earl of Sandwich did not intend this to happen. He was a real person, by the way. Bet he's rolling in his grave. So it's this. The fourth Earl of Sandwich is said to have invented the sandwich in 1762 when he asked for a serving of roast beef.
I'd love to be an Earl of a Sambo.
It's called sandwich because he invented it.
He meant it was like a lord who was like, I'm the Earl of Sandwiches.
I mean, he is now because he invented them. Right, but he wanted a serving of roast beef to be placed between two slices of bread so he did not have to leave the table where he was playing cards.
Well, there you go.
Convenience king, convenience first. Yeah. That has been my weird food corner.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you.
Did you like my choking fit tomorrow? I think I might come back here.
And it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello.
What's going on, lads? Hey. I am so bad at shopping. It's absolutely
ridiculous. Type of shopping is question number one?
Clothes. Well, both, to be honest. Right. Really bad at food shopping. If you saw my food shop, you'd be like, right, car crash. That fella's either like having a children's birthday party or like has the worst diet in the world. And it's actually the latter.
Sometimes
I just have a terrible diet. But no, clothes shopping.
Right.
Over the past couple of months since I've been with my girlfriend, she says things like, right, we need to just do a day of shopping and we need to get you the essentials.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things like the shirts and, you know.
A few real crisp white t-shirts.
Yes, exactly. She loves a crisp white t-shirt.
Get yourself into COS.
Yeah. Oof. What is that?
What's COS? It's a clothes shop.
I did not know that.
Okay, Pippa needs to book in this day.
So yesterday, I was just like, right, I have a bit of time. So I went to Dundrum and I said, I'll just go do a bit of shopping. And Pippa rang me as I was walking into Dundrum. Mm. And she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going shopping. She's like, oh, no.
You need to be supervised, hon.
Yeah, I do. And because I'll always come out with hoodies.
Yeah.
So it's the only thing I ever buy is hoodies. So I made a deal with myself. I was going to go to Dundrum. I wasn't going to get any hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. I walked into one of the shops and I bought a t-shirt that I really, really liked in the shop. And then I brought it home and it was without a doubt, it was actually amazing. It transformed from a t-shirt I really, really liked into the worst t-shirt I've ever seen in my entire life.
I hate when they make that transition and drive home.
It was disgusting. I was like, why the hell did I buy it? It was green. It had like this logo on the top left and then it had the logo again, but it was spray painted on the t-shirt.
No,
and
David,
it went from the front all the way around to the back.
What
were
you thinking?
I was in the thing going, that is deadly. Everyone's going to think I'm so cool. I got home and I was like, that is awful.
I think you're so cool if you're the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. 1993.
So you're the worst for return and stuff, aren't you? You're I'm just going to Sundrum. I have a load of returns.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the transformation on the way home. Of the
It's just really bad. I never ever come home from Dundrum and not have to go back to Dundrum. It's really, really bad. So then I went to another shop. I bought a tracksuit and a t-shirt. So tracksuit bottoms and a t-shirt.
You don't need any more of them.
I do need more tracksuits. I need a going out tracksuit, do you know?
Oh yeah, a dressy tracksuit.
A dressy tracksuit.
I know what you mean.
I need me dressy tracksuit.
You need one for Fiona's wedding.
Yeah, oh my gosh, exactly. Yes, tracksuits only that day, guys.
I have this problem that when like pants, whether it be normal pants or tracksuit pants, say small or extra small, I go, oh, I'll get the extra small because I'm extra small height-wise.
You're a petite little fella.
Do you know what I mean? And I always think, oh, Grant, extra small means for height. I always forget it does not mean height.
No.
It means width. So I get home and the entire tracksuit pants could maybe fit over my baby toe.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? what I mean? So skinny. I didn't try it on. I also got a t-shirt with that tracksuit bottoms, and it only goes with those tracksuit bottoms. It would look silly wearing it with anything else.
It's a co-ord, some might say.
So the two of them are going back.
I forgot to say.
Did you like it? Just change the trackies for a bigger size now. Keep the t-shirt.
Yeah,
I think you've just really confused him there.
Sorry, no, return it all. Actually, throw it all in the Liffey.
For me, it kind of has to all go back because it's like I have to start again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I kind of get you.
I can't, but you're right. I probably could just change the size.
No, do what feels right in your heart.
The moment's gone with that track.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly
sorry,
it.
Why am I trying to chase the dream? It's over.
And then I bought socks in the same shop.
Great.
And let me tell you something.
Surely there's not an issue with the socks.
Why do socks go up this bloody high?
he's now lifted
the cool look.
No, it's not. That's not cool.
Up his calf.
I just want, you know, the little ball in your foot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the little ball on the side of your ankle.
Yeah.
That's how far I want socks to go up. I do not need knee high stockings.
But no. That's aging us. If we wear ankle socks, we're millennials. No, so you need to wear those big high ones. Look, you can put them a bit lower. They're great socks.
They're all in, Dave. They're all in. And you know what? They'll keep those legs warm now when the weather gets colder.
They will.
The Nike tip is up near my kneecap.
As
right?
It should be.
And I'm like, can I just cut all of that material off?
No. I have. Throw a leg over here. I'll show you what you do. Can I? Sorry now.
Are you just going
to
fold
to touch
it?
The calf?
That's what everyone's doing is the fold.
Yeah. Why are you doing the fold?
Just do the fold.
They're giving you too much material.
Okay.
I mean, you don't need it.
But wouldn't you rather have too much than too little?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I know the little
short Nike socks. You and me both have them.
Yeah.
The kind of ones that go just above.
Just above
but
the
I think
little
the ones,
ball.
I like those ones better.
No.
But it's up to you.
I honestly think, right, the next time you're going back, when you're going back to get rid of everything, you can't return the socks now, they're on your feet.
Mm.
You have to bring Pippa.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
No, I will.
He walks into the shop and he's like, and can I give these back as well?
You need to bring her and just... we met Pippa last week out for dinner and I was like, she was barely after sitting down and I said, right, can I have a link to everything that you have on you from top to toe?
Oh my God, she looked incredible.
She's a style queen.
And guess what she had? A crisp white tee.
Well, there you go. You're on spin. Okay, Dave, you talked before about your landlord who loves to give you kind of things that are secondhand as replacements for things that are broken.
Yeah.
So things that are destined to break again. Well, it's obviously quite a landlord trait because my landlord has just point blank refused to replace the Hoover that's been on the brink for about a year now. And every time I go and look at Hoovers, I'm like, the cost of them. Like, they're
so
expensive.
Money? I've never bought a Hoover because I've never lived in a house that isn't run by a landlord.
Literally, they can go up to 700 quid.
Oh my God.
Starting price at like... ish 200.
For little Henry Hoover.
Henry is 200 and I wouldn't get anything
quid.
Else. Yeah. I wouldn't even look in the direction
I'd be going
of another Hoover.
For a Henry.
So good.
I'm after getting into a meal now these days anyway. I sound very
old.
Don't
be eating the Hoover. What are you talking about?
Basically, the Hoover's on the brink and has been for ages. And the last time, and obviously we have the puppy in the house now as well. So the last time the Hoover broke, I was on to him and he said, I was like, look, like I'm happy to just go ahead and buy a Hoover. Are you happy for me to take it out of the rent? He said, no, I'll pop over and I'll fix it.
Oh,
I was
no.
Like, this is like the fifth time you've tried to fix
exactly
the Hoover.
Exactly what my landlord would do.
But then
exactly.
You're without a Hoover for like a week and a half and it's no good because that dog's shedding everywhere.
That,
it's gross, you know. Anyway, my mom is coming to stay tonight and she's a clean freak and like, to be honest, I want the house to be clean too. But the Hoover died again on the weekend and I was like, screw this, I'm done. So I went online, ordered a Hoover. I was like, I'm done, forget about it. I don't even want to, you know, you're like, I don't even want to see the landlord.
Yeah.
I don't even want to communicate with the landlord.
Are you going to give him less
Hoover.
Rent?
No, I'm just gonna. That's my Hoover now, and if I go anywhere, it comes with me.
Right. Well, there you go. Yeah. You've now bought the oldest thing a person can buy.
I have literally spent money on a thing I've never wanted to spend my hard-earned cash on in my life.
Devastating.
A Hoover.
I feel like that about things like toothpaste and stuff. Whenever I'm buying it, I'm like,
slight
I'm such an adult.
I'm honestly like that when I have to buy like bleach.
Yeah, what I hate buying a light bulb.
Yeah.
Oh, or batteries.
I'm honestly like that is my dad's problem.
Yeah, I'm like that's my dad's thing to buy.
Anyway, it's a blue Hoover and it's grand. But I have never been like, I am a devil for online shopping, always have been, and I'm a devil for going, oh, where is it now?
How much did you spend on it?
It was 200. Yeah.
Right, okay.
So 100 each between us.
But
was
it's
like,
not a Henry.
No, it's a meal.
Oh, sorry.
They're
this
meant
is,
to be good.
Yeah, I am.
I didn't even. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah. Miella, you would. You'd have.
Oh yes. Hoover. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is right. it? Is it like? No, I don't. I'm just spelling it.
M I E L E.
I'm just laughing that we're talking about the
is
brands.
Is it like a cordless one? Or
no, not that.
Okay,
fancy.
Well they're good. Yeah, I think
I got it.
As in not cordless. The OG.
I think OG is the better one. Yeah. Anyway, point being, I have never been checking so much and so often for an update because my mother's coming today. And like honestly, if you walk the dog hair in the house, lads, it would make you actually violently sick at this stage. It's day 5 with no Hoover, and ever since the dog arrived, you need to have the Hoover out every second day. Like it's so annoying. It's disgusting. My mother actually, I think, will like be so ashamed of me if I don't have this place hoovered by the time that she gets there today. And there is DPD have just received the information about it. It's not gonna be today.
Oh, for God. They've only just got the text. Emma's got ordered a Hoover.
Yeah. Yesterday I emailed the shop I bought it from being like, guys, please give me an update.
Get it out.
Hoover, get it on the move. Like, I don't, like, they've loads of shops across. I'm almost like, why did I not just do pick, click and collect and go get it? But they said 1 to 2 working days. We're now at Thursday. Kate Nolan arrives at 5:30. She'll be absolutely
no. Do you want me to bring you my Henry? I'll do it.
I'd actually nearly go and get, honestly, if you forget it's 3 o'clock and there's no Hoover, I might have to go and borrow a Hoover.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll bring
I can't
it to
cope.
You.
Anyway, I think I've checked like all morning. If you think I'm distracted, there's nothing deep going on. I'm just checking on my Hoover.
She got suction on the brain.
That is. That's where we're at. There's nothing worse than when your mother walks into a manky house.
He's shedding himself. You should clean it himself.
True. This has been. This is 1 second at the cinema. We play you a tiny 1 second clip of a film and you try to guess it. I've seen very little films. But I did get to choose the movie last week and I got a little bit of adrenaline off that. So I said, what other film have I seen? And I've remembered one other one that I've seen.
It's just the two.
The clip sounds like this.
Say it.
You've been trying to identify it.
Say it.
And weirdly this morning, for a real change,
even
Dave,
the voice doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah. Really.
Dave and Fiona, they're not getting it this
morning.
I'm raging. Which makes me nervous.
Say it.
But Aoife is standing by. Hello.
How are things?
Yeah. Listen, this is the clip of the movie, Aoife.
Say it.
What do you think it is?
That's Twilight.
Twilight. Oh.
Let's check if you're right.
Say it.
Vampire.
Aoife, yes.
No. God.
Do you know what's so weird is literally all week I've had a bit of time this week, so I was like, will I just rewatch Twilight again?
Yes!
And I haven't.
Oh my God.
Great choice. Oh. Great movie. Aoife, great guess. You have won IMC
so
Cinema Passes.
Good.
That's when she runs into the and he says, she says,
I know what you are.
And he says, say it.
Say it.
Oh
say
my
it,
God. Fan.
As if you could outrun me.
Oh.
As if you could fight me off. Sorry, I'm just
having. I need to watch that tonight.
I'm replaying it in my head at the moment. Aoife, well done. 2 IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Thanks very much.
Bye. Oh, what a film.
Oh, my God. I'm just like close. Do you ever see that meme where it's like people on planes just, I'm going to watch this movie, but there's no TV. I'm just going to watch it, rewatch it in my head.
This is the clip that you mentioned there.
Everything about me invites you in. My voice, my face, even my smell. As if I wouldn't need any of that.
As if you could outrun me!
I'm designed to kill.
As if you could fight me off!
Do you remember, like, when you think back, she's pregnant with the vampire child and he starts eating her alive. Renesmee. Mm-hmm. Then your man, what's the...
It's well, Nessie.
Jake. Oh, sorry.
It's what?
Renesmee. Do you remember, is that not where Jacob calls her Nessie or something?
But her baby, the baby's called Renesmee.
Renesmee, yeah. But he gives her a nickname, Nessie. You name my baby after the Loch Ness Monster?
What a terribly brilliant franchise.
I love it so much. I'm going straight home to watch that.
I think I'm
going
to do the same.
1038. Dublin. On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. On it, on it.
Let's go. Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, do you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about our head of marketing, Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my favourite topic.
If you are a fan of this show, if you listen often, you will often hear us talk about our head of marketing, Lucy. I don't know how to explain Lucy, but what I'm going to tell you now will kind of almost explain her for me.
Yes.
Right? We love Lucy. She does her own thing no matter what. She, you know what I mean? She loves two things, and it's going out and tanning.
Yes.
That's our favourite thing.
She does. Mm. She does.
And she put up on her Instagram and her close friend story last night her annual leave.
Oh my God, this was incredible.
Her automatic reply to people's when they email her, because she's off on holidays the next 2 weeks.
Right.
So it starts off, if you email Lucy, this is what you'll get back. Hi there, I'm currently out of office, living my best annual leave life. Great start.
Just to say, Lucy deals with like big people, you know, like important people.
Yeah.
And marketing.
Yeah.
It goes on. That means no emails, no deadlines, and definitely no meetings. Just sunshine, snacks, and SPF.
Okay, which she's not normally a fan of.
she did actually write, and questionable SPF decisions. I'll be back on Monday feeling refreshed, recharged. I'm mildly confused about what my password is. If it's high key urgent, you can call
this
me.
This is what I tried.
If it's high key
so
urgent.
Please contact the below in my absence, and it's Roisin and Lauren. And then she writes, if it's high key urgent, you can get me on this number. And then she signs it off. Live, laugh, love, Lucy.
Oh, she is incredible.
She's I love that woman so much.
Like, that needs to be viral.
I want
like
to sign
Gen
off
Z's
my emails with live, laugh, love, Lucy.
Oh my God, of course. Live, I know, laugh, and your name's Dave.
Lucy.
She's amazing.
Here we go.
I need your help on this morning, especially if you are a fit person or you've ever been in a situation like this before. These are things that I am not. So hence, I need your expertise.
You're pretty fit now, in fairness.
I am in my back.
You do all the boxing, you do the walking, you do the running.
Listen.
Home and the family making.
Home and the family making. Thank you.
My former housemate and best friend, Emer, about 5 months ago, I'm going to say now, maybe 4 months ago, texted me one day saying, shall we sign up for a 16K run in August? It'd be great motivation
instantly
for us.
You went, you're not my best friend.
Former best friend.
In years gone by, when we were living together, we kind of got into running for a time, and then just do whatever little race that you're doing, and then that's the end of that, and you get just as unfit all over again. So I at the time was like, this is months away. Absolutely great shout, gal. The only thing I've ever done in terms of, like, I suppose a longish run was the women's mini marathon, and that was last year, and that is 10 kilometres. Okay,
yeah,
this is 16 kilometres, which I think works out at 10 miles. Right?
Oh,
right. It's long. It's bloody long.
That's so impressive. Honestly, if you can do a mile, I'm really impressed by it.
No, honestly, here's where I'm at, right? And Dave and I, because Dave's running at the moment as well, we often send ourselves our time from our 5Ks. And I just have always thought, I've so much time on my side here. Like, I'll get fit, I'll be fine. Even if I trained to 10K, let's just hope that the adrenaline on the day gets me over the last six, right? This race is happening in Phoenix Park on Saturday week. I am currently, and I've only, my first run of the week, because I went to All Together Now over the weekend, and I just was not able mentally.
Oh, did you go running yesterday?
And why didn't I see you out in the campsite on Sunday morning doing your 10K in?
I did a run yesterday to see, like, look, this is the first one since last week. I'm timing out a 5K in 37 minutes, which I know is nothing to be ashamed of.
So just two more of those and a little bit.
two more of those. Yeah.
Listen, I got the race number in the post yesterday. It arrived and I just looked at it and went, Emma, like, what are you doing? Emer texts me saying, shall we lock in Monday to go to Phoenix Park and have a practice run? I text her back being like, yeah, sure, I'll meet you there.
Oh, no.
She is ready to go.
I'll
she
be
is
practicing
fit as a fiddle
in my car.
She has
I'll drive alongside and motivate you.
The other thing that really freaked me out yesterday was the email from the organizer saying,
no.
Cut off time is strictly 2.5 hours.
What?
Right? What? That's quite short.
Here
that's
we are.
Very short.
Isn't it?
This thing is happening in 9 days. I am currently, dead on my kitchen floor. Dead.
You need to figure out how to run 11K in nine days.
Extra 11K.
Yeah.
Extra 11K. Now, my worries are the following. Obviously, on the day, I said to Emer from the get-go, we will not be running this thing together. I can't speak to any other way. Sometimes, like, in the park, you hear women are out
chatting
when they're running. Like, no way. I'm in my own zone, like, trying to breathe, right? Just leave me alone.
I'm the same.
We're not going to run it together anyway. But I'm scared that by the time I get back, everyone will be gone. It'll just be me and the deer.
I'm
in
sure
the park
some people
going,
walk.
Where
it.
Is everybody?
I'm sure some people.
It's a run. This is a run.
Oh, right. Okay.
The race number arrived, and I think I need to manage your expectations here and manage them for myself. How lame or damaged or hospitalized would I be if, as it stands, 9 days out, I'm just about managing to pull off a 5K in 36 minutes. And I've signed up to run 16 of those little KMs in 9 days. My question to you is this. Should I pull out or should I go for it? And I need to call this now. Right, I need to know what I'm doing.
Oh.
I'll go along and support her on the day and go, woo, go Emer.
Yeah, make
I need to like let her know what's happening. So should I pull out of the 16K run, bearing in mind how little training I have done for this, or should I just go and do it? I will do whatever you tell me to do this morning. Have like, just tell me your opinion. 0877 11 1038. Like, will I end up in hospital?
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean?
This is awful. I feel really, really bad for
it's
you that
fault.
I signed up to for this thing. I got an email a couple of weeks ago. It was like, hey, do you want to sign up to this, like, it was like Coca-Cola, like, run. It was only 3K. And I was like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
It's just a fear. Do you remember, like, actually committing.
Do you want to do it? I was like, no, seriously. I don't even think. I can run 5K, but, like, with other people? No, I don't think I can do 3K.
Like, don't call this phone again.
Listen, you tell me what to do here, okay? Should I pull out of the 16-kilometre run? Should I just go for it? But love your voice notes on this as well. Maybe you've got some proper advice for me on what to do if I am going to go for it, how to get through it. Let me know, because poor Emer, I need to let her know today if she's going it alone or not, really. Do you know?
Oh my God.
I need to tell her.
Like, it's so rude when August rolls around.
I know.
When it actually comes, when you sign up for something and the date arrives, it's like, I didn't expect that to happen.
You're like, I wasn't ready for you yet.
No, no.
Okay, should I pull out of the 16K run? Should I go ahead and lame myself? for your advice this morning, I've made a big mistake.
Huge.
My friend Emer, she basically asked me a few months ago, would you be interested in doing a 16K run in Phoenix Park in August? And this was, I'm going to say, maybe March time.
It's funny, no one's ever asked me that question.
Yeah, me neither. I must not give up.
When we lived together, I suppose we kind of got into it for a while, I'm going to say circa COVID-y.
Yes.
And, you know, she's looking for a bit of motivation to get out running as well. And she has been a queen. Like, I'm saying she was at the 10K mark on this, training for a 16K run. I'd say she was at 10K. Maybe a month ago.
Wow.
Maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago. She's ready to go. She's right. Going to smash this thing. I've no doubt about it. She's class. I, on the other hand, have not been training the way I should have been whatsoever. I currently am timing out a 5K, which is killing me to get through. I'm wrecked after it in about 37 minutes, and I haven't stepped a foot more than a 5K.
Neither have I. Yeah, no, it's a 5K. When you, as soon as you see that 5 pop up on your watch or your phone or whatever, you're like, grand, that's me done.
Yeah, totally.
Go have a pizza now.
I don't know what to do with myself, because this thing is happening in Phoenix Park on Saturday week, and I kind of want to manage Emer's expectations. She texted me the other day saying, we'll be meeting on Monday. Is this Monday coming? And do like a bit of a trial at the park and everything.
Oh,
I was like, yeah, sure, girl. I don't know if I'm going to be ready to do this thing. So I've been asking you this morning, realistically, if you've done this kind of thing before, I don't want to end up like with damaged legs. Should I just pull it?
Shin splints.
I feel like people are going to give out to me for saying this, and people are going to be like, no, you can't. That's, you're knocking someone's confidence and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, be
right?
Honest with me.
I just know that me and Emma seem to have the same running ability.
Yeah.
Mm. She's probably, I'd say you could do, you, actually, that's a lie. You're way better than me. You've done a 10K.
Yeah, but that was a year ago.
Yeah, still, you've
year,
done it.
Singular.
I've never done it. I personally, I'm not saying for you, I'm just saying I personally would pull out.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
I couldn't do 16K.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I know for a fact I couldn't. But if you even have an inkling that you might be able to cross that finish line, I would say do it. But for me, I'd be dropping out now.
But
that's only me.
No, yeah. I think you're right. And I think this is the reality of the situation. I just hate letting a friend down. She's so buzzing. Even one of the other girls is going to come meet us at the finish line and like bring up like a drink, and we're going to have like a little evening out.
You can do that with that friend.
I don't deserve it.
No, you hold a banner. Hold some orange slices for Emer. You know, you'd be great.
Eckhart is standing by. What do you think I should do here, man?
You should definitely go ahead, Emma. I saw a YouTube video of a guy that bought an exoskeleton online, all right?
Ooh.
And you strap it to your hips, and it makes the running like so much easier, because it kind of does the running for you.
So
you can go and just put a great time in there.
That's a really, really good idea. It's definitely cheating, Eckhart.
Explain what it is.
Basically what it is it's a strap that goes around your legs and goes up to your shoulders, and it basically does the running for you.
Stop!
Exactly. You can just relax and wave at everyone while you're running past them.
It makes it a lot lighter to run, so you don't really feel it. You're not doing
it's
any
kind
of work.
What if it starts going too fast and you
it's
do
not a robot.
Tumble.
It's not a robot.
I'm envisioning like Terminator, like spooning out.
No, it's just much easier to walk.
Is it kind of like, I suppose, an e-bike?
Yeah, basically.
It gets you up the hills, it's like
an e-bike for running, exactly.
Okay, wow, much, yeah. I can't use this.
A lot of people have them for backpacks when they're climbing mountains.
Okay,
exactly.
Good.
It's actually made for climbing, yeah, but you can use it for running too.
When all these really fit people run past me in this yoke, I'll be like, this is my Everest. Thank you, Eckhart.
God bless you,
guys. Eckhart, good luck.
Talk to you later. This in from Liam as well.
Look, Liam here. Bit of advice. So you find that the days that you go to gym, that you don't really want to go to the gym, you can still go, and the days have the best workouts. So get your ass to that run and complete it.
There you go.
Say that for me again. The days you don't want to go to the gym, you go anyway, and what?
Go for a run.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's the best days.
Oh, my God.
He's saying the days that you don't want to go to the gym, and you still do it, is the best day.
What's that lovely accent, Callum?
Liverpool.
Oh, gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He is like one of those PTs that like pops up for you on Instagram and he's like, I'm looking for six lads in Walkin's Town that want to get shredded. Call me now.
Liam, I'll be thinking of you saying, get your ass. What was it?
Get your ass.
Liam here. Bit of advice. So you find that the days that you go to gym, that you don't really want to go to the gym, but you still go, and the days have the best workouts.
Yeah, so get your ass
to that run. Completed.
Do you know what? Ooh. When I'm on the verge of death, I will think of Liam going, get your ass through that room.
What was that Scouse man saying?
I think I need that to be my alarm.
Get your ass out of bed, yeah. Alex is standing by there as well. What do you think I should do here, Alex, to get through this run?
Well, fake it. Look for shortcuts. Yeah. All the time works, you know. So it's certainly parts, for example. To be honest, I've done it myself. I was in a big marathon, so I couldn't do it. I had to fake it because I couldn't make it to the final. So I just take a straight shortcut and I made it, you know, but I was last one, but I still made it. I think I made it like 30 minutes early. I was very bad. My first marathon ever in my life in Phoenix Park.
Were you that guy at the Dublin Marathon who took the Lewis?
No, not really.
I'll hop up in the back of the deer.
Yeah.
Get the park ranger to give you a lift in his little go-kart.
Yeah. I'll give you another tip.
Yeah.
Medical concerns, you know, when you start a race, just fake your ankle is going bad and start, you know, you draw a lot of attention. But you'll make it, you'll be a hero there. You'll be carrying on your arms to the ambulance, you know, so you'll make it anyways.
Oh, okay, so cheat or pretend I've broken a leg and I'm a hero.
Yeah.
I'm just messing, so probably you should do it, you know. It's a very nice thing, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, listen, fair play to you. I love that you
I'd say Alex is great at coming up with sick day excuses.
Yeah, this is incredible.
You won't like a hero.
I love it, Alex. Have a great day.
Same to you. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Excellent. God help us.
Incredible advice.
To be fair, Phoenix Park, very, very difficult to shortcut in unless you go through the zoo.
And also everyone would see you.
You go, I'm going to go over here, guys.
You're like, here, Miggledy, let me go through the garden.
Move, dog.
Here we go. The results are in. 74%, so kind of overwhelming.
Okay.
74%. Oh, yeah. We were asking you, should Emma pull out or should she just do the run? 74% of people think that you should do the run.
No!
9 days and counting, 16K, baby.
Honestly.
No way.
Do you know what? Quickly, let me take the following week off, lads.
Quickly, let me take the Lewis.
This is Spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and
tears. How will Dave do? Bad. Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome on in to the girly quiz once a week, myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin and beyond. We come together, we quiz Dave on all things girly, and three questions stand between Dave and winning the week. I suppose we started taking records of his wins and losses in 2025.
That was the worst thing we could have done.
Thus far, kind of weird that we didn't do it before, but currently he stands at 13 wins and 14 losses, so has the opportunity to claw it back today. Producer Callum.
Do you know what I'm going to do? And I'm going to hate myself for saying this. Dave, you're off next week, so I've got about 2 weeks to do this. I'm going to go back your entire girly
quiz. No, you're not.
Record, and I will find out the grand score of the girly
quiz.
I believe it launched in October.
You just loved doing
2022.
Work for
yes. So I've got 3 years of audio to try and pull through. But believe you me, this time in 2 weeks, I will have the result.
Okay, good. Okay, in order to get through, we do help them out with a couple of lifelines.
So obviously, Dave, you have your 50-50, a classic Simplify, and you have your phone, a female.
That is Orla this morning. Hello.
Morning, Orla.
Hi, Orla.
Hi, morning.
How are you feeling about this, girl?
Oh, Okay. Hopefully
you're,
it'll
you're,
go well.
You're all right. And come here, Orla, is there something to do with girls that you specifically excel in? Maybe it's beauty, or maybe it's bodily stuff, or...
maybe you're great at biology and
hair.
School.
Yeah, what's your main thing? Like, what would you be good at?
I would say maybe bodily stuff. Bodily. I'm a student nurse. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Amazing. Yeah. That's
hair. Hello.
This is fantastic. That's great news. Thank you very much. Watch me completely fumble on the first question about beauty and still ask you about it.
Listen, you hang on there, Orla. Dave will definitely need you. And of course, just to mention, if there's at Lear's in the car this morning.
Sometimes the girly quiz does verge into waters uncharted. So we suggest you gently having your finger hovering over the dial. Just
it's
because
not my
we
fault.
Never know
I'm
what Dave might say. He's just exploring femininity in all its avenues.
Absolutely. Shall we crack on?
Let's do it. I've been intrigued about this girly quiz this week because there's been talk in the office about it. You've been in the studio. You've been like talking about certain. I think something weird is coming on question two.
Oh, there's an audio question, would you believe? Ooh. But for now, question number one on the girly quiz this week, Dave, is as follows. What does tight lining mean in eyeliner?
Tight lining.
Tight lining mean in eyeliner.
Tight, what could it mean? So eyeliner is the thing that goes in your, like, you have to kind of like put the eyelid down so you could draw in it for some reason.
Dave is pulling down his eyes
to showcase his waterline.
I'm a visual learner.
Yes,
and I need
it.
To do it myself. So you pull down the eyelid and you draw in there.
Yep.
And what's it called?
Waterline.
Waterline. No, but what's the question?
Oh, sorry. We're asking what tight lining means.
Tight lining. I'd imagine it's just using a very, very thin pencil to do your little flick. Because if one was to master the flick, of course you are talking about eyeliner. Eyeliner.
Well done.
That's
he was
all
listening.
It could be about.
But I don't know what tight line is. I'd imagine it's just that. I'd imagine it's really, really thin. Lining of the pencil.
Again, he's pulling down his waterline. Terrible for the skin. Mm.
Is it?
Not good.
Mind your little bags under your eyes. Yeah.
Your face will be stuck like that way if there's a gust of wind.
Let's 50-50 it. It's not bodily, so I'm not going to go to Orla.
Okay.
Okay, what does tight lining mean in eyeliner? Tight lining is an easy technique of lining your upper waterline for a subtle yet impactful finish.
Upper waterline?
That's the upper waterline.
Or eyelid.
Making the flick above your eye as narrow as possible.
Give me the first one again.
Tight lining is an easy technique of lining your upper waterline for a subtle yet impactful finish.
I didn't think anyone would ever do the upper one. Mm-mm. Although now I'm looking at you, Em, I can see kind of maybe a bit, do you? Do you have some?
Darling, I have more makeup to my workplace in about 2 years.
I think it's B. I think it's B, but I'm going to go with A because the B is too, it's too obvious, I think.
Yeah.
And I knew you'd think I'd think that, so I'm going to go with A.
No messing, you're absolutely correct.
Yes.
Well done. Yeah, no, people would do that. I haven't done it myself.
They do eyeliner on the upper eyelid.
It does make a difference. It makes your eyelashes look fuller.
A lot fuller.
I always forget to do it till the end of my makeup and then I'm like, damn.
I'm done now, yeah.
It's a tight line.
So you were saying there, as you pulls down your waterline, you do, like, it looks mad in the mirror, but you've been pulling that
pull
up.
Pull it off.
Oh!
And you're desperately trying not to get the pencil into your eye and then everything runs and it's
Why
all scary.
Why do you do
and
it?
You're crying and it's sad. And
for you, we do it.
Not for ourselves.
Confirmation
at all
they
now.
Do it for men.
Yeah,
it's all for the male gaze. All right, Dave. Question two, the hotly anticipated question two on this week's girly quiz. In Justin Bieber's song Go Baby, he sings this about his wife Hailey.
That's my baby. She's iconic. iPhone keys, lip gloss on it.
What brand of lip gloss would Hailey be likely to have in her phone case?
That's not fair now.
That's my baby.
She's iconic.
iPhone case. Lip gloss.
Honestly, if my fella wrote a song about me and said I'm iconic because I wear my lip gloss on a phone case, I'd be so scarlet for myself that this
God,
is where I end up.
Hard work you were.
I am.
Sorry, it's like, is that all he has to say after, after slamming doors in her face and ignoring her for
the
rest
of the world? If wrote a song about me, I'd be happy no matter what he said.
Yeah.
So we're looking for the brand lip gloss that Hailey would have in her phone case.
Viola or something coming to my head. I've no idea what that is. Maybe it's Icon. No, that's a management. think they do.
Do you know
like.
Hailey Bieber's makeup brand? It's actually, I think this has been a.
If I knew Hailey Bieber's makeup brand, I would be saying that.
So true. So true.
That's why I think it's like Viola or something weird. But do you think Orla would know?
I think.
Potentially, yeah. Like, as in, you get spammed about it on Instagram all the time. So if she's getting that kind of stuff fed to her online, maybe.
Okay, let's do it. Let's call in Orla. Orla, I'm sorry, I'm not coming to you on a bodily question. I'm coming to you on a Hailey Bieber question. And the question with 30 seconds on the clock is, what would be the lip gloss that Hailey Bieber has on the back of her phone?
Essentially, what's her beauty brand name?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you think, Orla?
Road Beauty.
Road?
Yeah, Road Beauty. That's the one she owns,
or,
I think.
Or O-A-D.
Or H-O-D-E.
Road Beauty. All right. Would that also be a lip gloss, yeah?
Yeah, I think they do lip balms and that kind of stuff, yeah.
Okay, Orla, I'm gonna go with you. You sound confident.
Locking it in?
Here we go. Road Beauty lip gloss. Final answer.
Orla and Dave. You're absolutely
correct! Yay! Unbelievable!
Excellent. No hesitation, not even a moment from Orla.
God.
She knew what she had to do.
Orla, thank you so much. And I'm so sorry if the next question is about fallopian tubes or something.
Okay.
They would have known right away. But listen, a fantastic phone a female, or faff, as I'm calling them now.
Affectionately known.
Yes, as faffs. Orla, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Cheers, Orla.
Thanks, Orla.
Have a good day, guys.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. On his own.
I rarely do a 50-50 first.
I know. That was an interesting interesting
You needed
technique.
It, though, didn't you?
Come on, here we go.
Okay, come on. For the win, can he level it out and have 14 wins and 14 losses in 2025 so far? Dave, question three is this. Summer Eve. Vagisil and Pink Blossom are all types of what?
They sound like days in the calendar.
What about Vagisil? Makes you feel like it's a day
maybe
in the
not
calendar.
That one. But Summer Eve is like April 31st. And
Pink Blossom is
Pink
a kind
Blossom,
of summery
yeah,
thing as well.
Maybe summery. Yeah. Vagisil harder to point in the calendar, to be honest with you.
Probably in January.
Give me one more.
So, Summer Eve, Vagisil and Pink Blossom. They're all types of what?
Vagisil is the one that stinks out to me because...
It stinks out to you, doesn't
it? Sticks out to me. No, it sticks out to me because I've heard it a lot and I never thought to ask what the hell it is.
Okay.
I think it sounds like something for both vagina and the windowsill. maybe something along the lines, that lines. I've never seen one with a windowsill though. So let's go with it's a cleaning product. I'd say it's kind of a shampoo. Ooh, it could be a kind of something you use in the shower. Maybe a shower gel. Maybe silicone. No,
for your windowsills.
No, for your vagine.
vagine.
I'm trying to think what the sill would be. Vagisilicone. I'm gonna go with it's a cleaning product that you'd use in the shower when cleaning your bits.
Joking!
Oh my God! What
is it? Hammond, you are an empath to the female struggle.
What is it?
It's a special type of shower gel that's hugely problematic. It's meant to be designed for your bits, and you're really not meant to be putting anything like that near there.
Right.
That part of your body's self-cleaning apparently. But for example,
you're like a cat.
Yes, exactly.
Or
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Remember I was telling you earlier on that I was panicking because my mother is staying tonight and my Hoover has been broken for a week.
Yes.
And I have never, ever in my life been as obsessed with checking, has my Hoover left yet? Is it going to be delivered
today? Did you order it off an Irish company?
I did, yeah.
Did you? So it's somewhere on the island.
Yeah, it is on the island of Ireland. And I was like, oh lads, I don't know. My mom can't walk into the house with the dog hair everywhere. I haven't had a Hoover in 5 days. It's in the van and it's out for delivery. Yay!
Nice one. Congratulations.
Little wins.
Can I say something that will be kind of problematic and very unpopular?
That's what we're all about here.
I don't believe that you should be asking the landlord to fix the Hoover. I think it. You have to own your own Hoover.
This man.
Oh my God!
This
you are
man
such
is
a
the
liquor.
Most landlord liquor
no,
I've ever met.
I
in my
have lived
life.
In rented accommodation since I was 18. Apart
you're
from a few
looking
years.
Looking after
I'm
their
sure you
house.
Walk to school in your bare feet as well. But
and yes, they'd have an issue. They'd have an issue if they came and did an inspection and the house was covered in dust.
Yeah,
they'd give out to you.
I'd buy my own Hoover. I wouldn't even use the landlord Hoover.
Why?
I have my own Hoover.
Why would you not use the landlord Hoover?
Because it's not my
I'm in
Hoover.
Shock. I'm in shock. Oh to everyone who was trying to make rent in Dublin and paying the astronomical prices that we're paying, don't mind, Callum's got money. Don't mind
and
him.
And also, you know, those people who are like, oh, I love your show. I love Callum. Do you still? That's what we have to deal with. Every day.
Every day.
All
I don't know
day.
Why you'd use the landlord's
up
Hoover.
The landlord's.
Up the Norse's.
You planning a trip home anytime soon?
Stay there.
I won't be allowed back in the country. 1038
Dublin. On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. I like where this is going. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station. On it, on it,
on it. Let's go. Hello. What's the crack?
Hi, what's going on?
Do you know how it's getting colder? This is the real indicator. My dog has started hiding her snout.
Oh no.
When she's lying down. She does this thing in the winter time. So she's like a lurcher type situation. My dog Danish, like a, you know, long skinny greyhound type.
Mm.
And when it's winter, she hides her snout like under her paws or like under a blanket or whatever. Just because it obviously gets cold at the end.
Yeah,
it's so
yeah.
long. And
sure, even our noses get so cold in the winter time.
Mine gets
yeah.
freezing
it's
in the winter.
Out in the world.
And it's like, do I put a blanket over it, then yeah. I can't breathe. I feel like I need a little like nose balaclava
I've
type
always
situation.
Said it. We're good for the gloves and the scarves. There should be a little wrap for
with
around
a little
your little schnauzer. Schnauzer.
You do That's, need
I,
it.
I'm going to say something here that I feel needs to be said and has needed to be said for the last 3 months.
Oh, God.
Shut up about the dogs.
Sorry, I feel like I actually haven't talked about her in ages.
It's been 5 minutes.
What? I haven't mentioned her on the show.
I talked to you about her hairstyle.
That was off air. Yes, her hair is incredible. But no, okay, sorry. That's my one mention for...
No, but I get what you mean. It's more of an indication that the weather has changed.
It's chilly. Yeah. It's chilly. She's hiding that little schnozzy.
Now, I'm gonna go ham now because you said that.
Yeah.
And in the dog park yesterday, I met a four-month-old puppy who is half lab, half old English bulldog.
No.
And her name is Freya and she's the clumsiest little messer.
Oh, my God,
oh she
that
was
is
so
cute. Is there too much dog content on the show? Yes, no, 0877111038. Please tell us. I think there's not enough. That's honest. What I say.
It's Wolf FM. This is what this is. It's a cat's nightmare, this radio station.
Oh, I tell you. I was talking about them as well.
Feedback's always needed.
Yeah, yeah.
If I mention the dog too much and if Fiona mentions Danish too much, maybe we need to learn something.
No, because all the dog people are going to get on now and be like, no, mention it more. But other people are going to be like, yes, for the love of God, please stop.
Okay, if we're annoying you about the dog, you just don't get to hear about them anymore. That's fine.
I'm just going to text in 0877111038. Yes.
What? And you're saying to me, oh, she's so cute. She has a hairstyle. That video of her was I'm never going to believe a word that comes out of your mouth.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how are you getting on? All right, I know it's killing radio, it's killing the music industry, and we shouldn't support it. But with that said, I would like to speak about Spotify for a moment. Mm. Shout out.
If they just pay their artists properly as
that'd
well.
Be handy. Yeah. That'd be good now if they could do that. I was on my Spotify the other day. Do you know we were talking yesterday because we played up Cardi B?
Oh, yeah.
And we were saying, when is she going to come out with another album? Mm. And obviously my phone is always listening to me. I would listen to Cardi B a bit. I like, you know, when that kind of thing pops up on your Spotify, that's like save upcoming releases,
yes.
like ahead of their coming out. And like, if you pre-save them, you kind of might get like a pre-sale code when like the artist tours the album, like get a little special message from them when it's Spotify wrapped, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it compiled for me a list of albums coming out that I might like to pre-save. Now, they start off pretty standard. And then there are some curveballs thrown in. So First up, CMAT Euro Country coming out 29th of August. Of course, I will be
all over it, like a rash. Yeah.
Cardi B, Am I the Drama? I did not know about that at all. Didn't hear anything about it. Very excited.
She has been quiet recently, though.
Yeah.
There is an album on the way.
New album coming out September 19th.
An American footballer now, isn't she?
Oh, is she? So it's done with Offset.
Oh, gonzo. Over. With some sexy NBA players.
No way, because I feel like they always find their way back to each other.
Yeah, I feel like that as well.
Interesting. Okay.
It's the only thing I know about her is that she was with
Offset. Okay. And obviously, next up, very standard, Sabrina Carpenter, Man's Best Friend.
Yes. Excited about this one.
Yeah. That's 28th of August.
God, a lot going on in August.
Yes. This is one I did not know was coming out. Very excited. Mariah Carey, Here For It All, 26th of September. I have tried to have her played on this station and I have not been successful
in my pursuit.
But I will keep, yes, exactly, when she gets defrosted. Very, very exciting altogether. The final album that I was recommended to pre-save, which I was not expecting at all, was this.
Hello there, this is Daniel O'Donnell and I've just announced that my new album Now and Then will be released in October. Make sure that you pre-save it on Spotify.
And I said, I absolutely will, Daniel.
Isn't that fabulous?
3rd of October, 2025.
Oh, my God.
And you know what it is? It's because you listening may or may not remember this, but months ago now, some relative or friend of your mom's, and her mom
were they go to all the Daniel O'Donnell concerts,
and one of them was unwell in hospital, and Daniel filmed a gorgeous message for the lady in hospital, and then
I'd say he's inundated. He should really go on to Cameo.
Oh my God, no, but he always does it for free. He's a man of the people. And I think I got this as well, because every time me and my partner Dwayne drive up to Donegal, which is where he's from, when we are arriving into the county bounds,
he's here.
We play Home to Donegal by Daniel O'Donnell, and we sing it, and then we play it again. We always play
he's
it.
He's here.
So there's Daniel's no doubt, here. Though, that Spotify then has picked up on those.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, Fiona, you might be into a bit of new Daniel.
Oh, and I will be. So shout out to some of the tracks listed so far. On the Road Again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Country Boy, which is what our Daniel is.
Perfect.
And Never Let the Sun Go Down on Your Anger. Love that Oasis
is
song.
What Daniel
That's
O'Donnell,
actually a very important message.
It
you should
is,
never go
never
to sleep on an
sleep
argument.
Angry.
Is Daniel O'Donnell famous for being a singer? Is that his main thing?
Yeah.
Has he been a singer like all his life?
Yeah. He started very young with his sister Margot, and they did some concerning duets as siblings. And he
Don't Go Breaking My Heart, or
there was kind of like just about being in love, and there was one song that like I'll wait for you till you turn at a certain age. And so.
Oh, good
he
Lord.
Doesn't really perform that one live too much anymore. Ooh. But anyway, Daniel O'Donnell, Now and Then.
Do not look in his closet. There's a couple of skeletons there.
Oh my God!
Get it on pre-save, baby.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm Dave and Fiona. Hello.
Good morning. All right. So there is a new movie out at the moment that everyone is talking about. It's called War of the Worlds. And it stars a man called Ice Cube.
Oh.
I really, really like Ice Cube. I think he's a good actor. He's in like things like Ride Along with Kevin Hart. That seems to be his vibe.
Yeah.
The light-hearted kind of
bit
movie
of crack,
where,
yeah.
you know, he's the tough guy and, you know, he's the, you know, that kind of person. He's the main cop or whatever.
Totally.
And Kevin Hart plays the funny little character. I enjoy that.
A little.
One
short man to another heart.
This new movie, I haven't seen it now. I know I haven't seen it. I've just seen clips on TikTok of people talking about it, and it's kind of mental. And it's the first movie I've ever seen with 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, zero.
It kicked off with 0%.
Whoa. Even with Rotten Tomatoes, you know, if something hits like a 90%, it's going to be like probably going to win an Oscar.
Yeah.
But even if it's at 60, you're like, I'll give it a lash. It's really hard to get a good score on Rotten Tomatoes, but zero is pathetic.
Now, I have. A clip that kind of shows you how bad the movie is going to be. But before we play it, I want you to read the lines of the clip that I'm going to play.
Okay.
Right? So basically, I've given you both a script. It's the same script. I want you to basically just read the exact same script. So if you'll see, draw your attention to the top of your sheet. I've given you some direction.
There are stage directions.
Yeah, on how I would like you to deliver this kind of... it's almost like a speech, right?
Mm.
Ice Cube is kind of on the phone, okay? And the direction is it's the end of the world. Aliens are literally destroying the earth. You're panicked, but you have to remain calm, and people are looking to you for guidance.
Okay, so even though you're freaking out, you have to be like, not spread more panic.
Exactly. Yes. So what I would do, Emma, is I would lower the music and I would give it passion.
Okay. Okay, so aliens
are just number one for start.
Here, let me show you.
Whoa.
These locations are our global response headquarters, our most sensitive targets, and they're taking them out one by one.
Okay, interesting. Sorry. Fiona, could you give me the same line?
I wish I could do that again. Anyway,
I'm nervous. No, that was great. There was a good sense of urgency. I'm out of the acting game and I'm scared. Okay, here, let me show you. These locations are our global response headquarters, our most sensitive targets, and they're taking them out one by one.
Okay, I'm going to have to give the point to Fiona on that
one. Fair enough, that's fine.
But I'm going to draw your attention to, now, Ice Cube saying it, who sounds like he is reading it for the very first time.
Here, let me show you. These locations are our global response headquarters, our most sensitive targets, and they're taking them out one by one.
No, sorry, he's reading that off a page. We sounded better
so
reading it off a page here.
Got paid about $5 million for this movie, right. And I think Fiona kind of got him to the...
Oh my God, he sounds
I think
like
you're way
my
better.
Ma, like showing us around her new extension. Be like, and they did the double glaze here, and then these actually open and pull out these cupboards.
Just here, to reiterate, let me show you.
Aliens are literally destroying the earth here.
Yeah,
and you have
exactly.
to remain calm, but you're panicking.
And so, he's giving it welcome to my crib.
The second line, so you know the vibe now,
yeah.
right? The direction is still the same. The end of the world, aliens destroying the earth. Emma, could you please take away the second line?
Based on their prioritised destruction of these critical intelligence command centres, my analysis suggests nuclear power facilities are next. Electric grids are going to follow, leaving us completely helpless.
Okay, whoa. Very good read, Emma. Very, very good read.
That's
Fiona, please take away the same line.
Oh my God. Based on their prioritized destruction of these critical intelligence command centers, my analysis suggests nuclear power facilities are next. Electric grid will follow. Electric grids will follow, leaving us completely hopeless.
Now, Fiona, really I did yeah. like the little gaps you left, but Emma, I'm going to have to give
no,
it to
Emma's
you on
was
that
good.
One. Emma's
I
was good.
It.
Now let's hear Ice Cube just not care about it at all and say it.
Based on their prioritized destruction of these critical intelligence command centers, my analysis suggests nuclear power facilities are next.
Oh, man.
Electric
what?
Grids will follow, leaving us completely helpless.
That man is reading it off the
a
screen.
Page?
That is in the movie, by
he
the way.
He sounds like in The Opticians when you're trying to read like letters.
Yeah, yeah.
This man does not care about
that
this movie
so
at all.
Bad.
He was like, this is garbage. He's like,
no,
based on their
man.
Prioritized destruction. What's that word? Destruction? I'll believe that in. Of these critical attempts. Like, it's so
oh
bad.
Oh my God.
So now you can kind of see why it started off on a 0%.
Of course. Game over for that film.
Game
but I do
over.
Want to watch it. Is it gone to cinema?
I'd imagine
is
so.
Is it a big
yeah.
screener?
I think it is,
and
probably. Callum?
It's Amazon Prime exclusive.
Ah,
and it can stay there.
Say less.
It's a remake, isn't it? A War
yeah.
of the Worlds.
Even Longoria is in it as well.
Yeah, I saw
wow,
that.
Slay.
Here's
yeah,
I will watch
era.
It.
Recharged.
Summer's number one hit music station. Doesn't feel like summer around these parts now, though. It's gone a bit chilly.
I'm not minding it.
No,
I'm really, really not minding it because I'm off my holidays now, aren't you?
Oh,
yeah.
Get ready,
get ready, get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
If you want to feel smug like Dave there as the weather gets a bit cooler and you want to win a holiday, that's exactly what we're trying to do this morning again with Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Katie, do you think you can win this holiday?
Possibly, I don't know.
Possibly, great.
Just like, oh, I'll just do it.
Let's
yeah.
take two on that confidence, Katie. Let's try this again. Hey, Katie, you think you could do it?
I can do it.
Yeah, that's what we want to know, Katie. What's the plan for the rest of the day?
Absolutely nothing, just chilling around.
Oh,
that's
my
it,
God,
really.
Just
it.
Floating around.
That's the dream.
Just floating around.
Listen, Katie, I have a few bits to return to Dundrum. If you could go and do that for me, that'd be great.
Absolutely no bother. I'm absolutely bored anyway. So.
I'm to Hoover a house if you want to give that a laugh.
Oh my God, Katie, you're living my dream.
The dream. Oh, yeah. Katie, when was the last time you were away on holidays?
In June.
That's fine.
June. Where did you go? What did you do?
We went and we visited Ibiza for a few days.
Oh, very good.
Was it your first time?
Yeah.
What did you make of it?
It was actually my first time, yeah.
It's a bit overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah, a few days
it's
is
very
plenty.
Overwhelming and since yeah. then I've kind of had the holiday blues.
I know, and come here, what did you think of the flight on the way over? It's wild, isn't it?
You know what? It was actually very tame.
Was it? Okay,
it was
good.
Surprised.
God, there was arrests and all when I was on that flight.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I was shocked. I was hoping for a bit of action.
Right, well, you've done the party, and let's see if we can get you to a relaxing holiday in Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Katie?
I think I have, but I'm not too sure.
You think you have? Okay, do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
I
No, I don't.
Okay, no problem. So basically, I'm going to run you through it. It's pretty simple. 25 seconds are going to go on the clock, and five songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess them within those 25 seconds, all right? If you do that, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, some rules that favour you, Katie, are if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song, you just shout the word swap at any point. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense?
Okay. Yeah,
perfect. Amazing. If you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
No, I don't think so.
You're all good to go. Happy days. Where are you from, Katie?
I'm from Dublin.
What part?
Kind of like our town.
Come on, let's do this
thing. Listen, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. Song one, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Yeah, that's Sabrina Carpenter Espresso.
Stop the clock, yes, very good. In there, no messing.
You've got 19.8, essentially 20 seconds left for four new songs. So you'd be absolutely fine.
For song two, Katie, with the swap remaining, remember if you don't know it, you can just shout swap. Let's go for song two, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
You just said it.
Ed Sheeran,
Swap it, Katie. Swap it. All right, let's swap it out.
That was Ed Sheeran, and the song is called Give Me Love. But
Give Me Love.
No worries at all. We have reset the clock to 19.8 seconds again, so we're going to have a new song too playing for you now in a second, Katie.
I think you're going to know this one, Katie. Let's go for it. A brand new song too. Ears up to the phone, so make sure you're listening in. And it plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. She played the fiddle in an
Irish band, but she fell in love with an Ed Sheeran.
Yes, stop the clock. Yeah. Yes.
Amazing. We got there, Katie. Okay, you've got 12 seconds left for three songs. 4 seconds per song, not too bad at all.
Not too bad. All right, let's go for song three, and we'll be more than halfway there, Katie. Playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. There's nothing colder than your shoulder when you're dragging me like you do. He does flips.
He's got mustache.
And then you switch up. No, I don't know it.
Oh, no, three.
I don't know.
That's all right,
Boone,
Katie.
It's called Benson Boone, but I don't know the name. Yeah.
Grand. Mystical, magical.
Not to worry,
Cheers.
It was so nice to see you. And you take
Thank
care.
You.
Good luck, Katie. Have a great day.
Go on. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. We try again tomorrow. Golden and a WhatsApp to register on 087-711-1038.
Tomorrow is
now.
For sure. check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, welcome in. It's that time of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. And let's just say I am somber as I'm getting undressed because I need to...
Aren't we all?
I know, right? I need to give up the dream that I will ever find a pair of jeans that suit me. This has been my quest for a while. Maybe you don't know that after the show, for months now, I've been trekking the entire of Dublin's city centre.
Are you serious?
Looking for a pair of jeans.
I was waiting for this now. I'm waiting for Emma to just be like, girl... You're gorgeous.
I am gorgeous, and thank you so much.
What are you looking for? Skinny, wide leg?
No, not skinny.
What do you want?
Like kind of cool fit, like kind of loose that are you really throw them on and you just look
cool.
Yeah, you just look good.
I know. I've refused to buy jeans in ages because I've stacked on a few pounds. So I'm actually, I haven't worn jeans in ages.
But that's it. Like we need to stop living in between. It's like, get the jeans now because you know what? Like I can't put an outfit together. I haven't got a pair of jeans. I'm always like, I look like crap. I'm wearing a random pair of shorts.
Do you know what I will?
A pair of linen trousers.
I went into Levi's once. I've one pair of Levi's.
Yeah.
And what they do is, you know the way...
You're very well for yourself.
one and only pair. You know the way sometimes, for example, for the girls, you're either a UK whatever, 10 or 12, 14, 16, whatever. Say, for example, if you're somewhere between a 10 and a 12, they have a size 11.
Like a 31 or whatever.
But they literally have like 11.
Yes.
They have everything between. So I think that's a good place to get a good fit.
I was going into the Brown Thomas sale and all. Like, I'm not trying to do this half-arsed. So I was looking at the Levi's in there, but I probably need to go to the Levi's shop itself.
That's your problem. You've half-arsed.
I have half-arsed and I have hips that don't lie. It's a difficult body to dress. So eventually I ordered these jeans off Abercrombie because apparently they're where to get it. I tried them on. I looked
They're
like
coming
a farmer.
Back in.
A farmer?
I look like a farmer. I look like I'm getting up for the lambing in the middle of the night.
Can you please wear them tomorrow?
No, I need to return them.
Oh, no.
I thought something the other day I never thought I'd say in my life. I want a pair of corduroy pants.
Oh, my God, I love them for
like,
you.
I can't find anywhere bar Temu that sells them.
No, do not get cords on Temu.
This is Spin.